Mark, give me some level.
No, not coughing.
Count back from 62.
62, 61, 40, 39.
Stop! Paula?
Every good boy deserves a kick up the rectum.
So my inhaler just doesn't give me one, the... Have you noticed that since that fire in Hemel Hempstead? You go through inhalers as well, don't you? Have you noticed since that fire in Hemel Hempstead? One squirt used to do me. Now I've got to literally stick one little bottle up each nostril, light them, and just stand back and light the blue touch paper. Welcome to the first Mark Fox Papcast. I wasn't sure what it was going to be like with music, because obviously it's very difficult having music, because you've then got to pay people money and stuff like that. So we thought we'd play safe, and we booked two musical guests, neither of which have bothered to turn up. So, you know, although one of them's really nice, said nice things on the website about me.
Oh, that's slightly disingenuous, I think. Is that the right word?
What?
I don't know where that came from.
Do you know why she said that? Yeah. You know why he said that? It's because twice today on Neighbours, they've used the word disingenuous.
No, it's Celebrity Fit Club.
Celebrity Fit Club.
Fat Club.
Easy to get confused.
When you've not worked for 5 years, you do tend to watch a lot. There's not an advert I don't know on 5 or 6 that about how to get money when you fall over and hurt your kneecap, and how to look really surprised if somebody just answers the phone. And how to actually be able to give someone your phone and for them to talk straight away to the person at the other. You haven't dialed it, they just put it in your pocket and just give it to them, and they're there.
Is it raining
to
your end?
To give you five. Is that raining your end or mine?
Anyway. One of these days you will get one of those adverts to do. And even though you've practiced those expressions for months on end, you won't be able to do it.
Do you owe a lot of money? And do you think it'll help if we put all of those little debts into one massive debt? And chuck in a load of interest. You want Fox's Loans. Fox's Loans available now at 500% rate APR 6452 on the road. Remember, your house is in danger if you set fire to its stairs. It may go up as well as down. Anyway, it's me, Mark. Hello again. We haven't worked together for 5 years. I said to her tonight, my darling wife, Paula, I said, go on, put your coat on. I'm going out. She said, and you're taking me with you? I said, no, I'm turning the heating off. It's absolutely costly.
He got me here under false pretenses, though. He said he was taking me to the fish and chip shop.
And you know what? I feel, and I'm a bit like that now, because I am stodged out, because we ate fish. You'd have thought power dinner, wouldn't you? A light sprockling of broccoli. Sprockling? A light sprockling of broccoli for our first papcast.
I know what you're doing there, you see. There's this. The latest fad is to mix dogs. Pedigree dogs.
Do you know, we haven't said hello yet, and we've been here about 10 minutes.
We've been recording for 6 minutes.
You see, you've interrupted my line of thought.
That's the Chestless Bugle. I've just got to introduce him. He's the Chestless Bugle.
Hello, I am
Mr.
The
producer.
Chestless Bugle,
producer. Not Mr. P, the producer, though.
Not
the producer.
Mr. P, the
off
producer.
Tonight, we don't want to get mixed up. We will talk to Mr. P.
I'd hate to think what you'd call me if he's a Chestless Bugle.
I'm sorry, I thought I said Chestless Bugle. But it's been 5 years.
Anyway, back to what I was saying a few sentences ago.
Sorry.
The latest fad now is to mix pedigree dogs, isn't it?
I saw that on Richard and Judy.
It was completely over
the top. A pegamoongle or something, yeah. Wasn't it?
You were trying to mix vegetables there.
Yeah, Richard and Judy.
Exactly.
Anyway, so, yes, Mark Fox Papcast. Basically, I've done what I always do when haven't done one of these things for a long while. I take a load of stuff out of the papers and stuff like that, and then probably don't end up using any of it. I did want to talk to a couple of people along the way that should have been here that weren't. Mr. P's got to go to bed early, so maybe we should try and phone him first. Is he there? Oh, Mr. P. My old producer.
Good evening, my neighbour.
Good evening, my neighbour. Welcome to the Mark Fox Papcast.
How are you, my friend?
I'm fine. How are you?
We're very well.
What are you doing? Do you want to tell everyone why... These are the apologies, really, why people can't be here this evening.
What am I doing? I'm literally just about to go to bed. I've got to get up in about 4 hours, because we have quite an important visitor coming to work tomorrow.
The Queen?
Member of the government.
Graham Norton?
Yeah, something like that. So, yeah, got to be up early.
Can you tell us, or would you have to want to shoot us or something?
I might have to shoot you.
You'd like that anyway?
Yeah, I would like to do that.
So is there anything you would have, is there anything, because did you think about what you'd like this platform, if you had an opportunity to talk to the listener who hasn't heard of you for 5 years, really? Unless they like listening to Traffic.
Or reruns off the markfox.co.uk website.
Yes. Which you said you were going to try and get streaming soon, didn't you?
Yeah, we are going to, yes.
I said to Mr. P, he said, don't bother going over to that other place, he said, where you're going to record. He said, why don't you come over to my house, he said, because yep. We'd love to see you. He said, you can come over. He said, there's a studio that just needs a few things tweaking. He said, God, you could come over. He said, and we could do it all there. Everything's there. And I know what Mr. P's like. I said, how long will that take for you to sort of organise? And you know what? He went, bloody ages. Absolutely bloody ages.
I didn't say that, though, did I?
No, you said another word.
I said it'd be a very long time.
Paul, did you say...
Hello, Mr. P. Do you want me to play a tune for you?
Oh, please. Go on. Let's see if we can guess what it is.
I don't think we'll go there.
No, let's go there. Because this is the fun...
you'd have to pay PRS on the slapping.
My wife Paula can actually...
on the rhythm.
My wife Paula can slap her breasts and she thinks she's doing a tune. Now, I've never been able to guess it. Mr. P gets it every time.
We practice a lot when you're out. It's mostly me practicing, I have
honestly, and it's never anything... And it's never anything you think it would be easy to guess. It's like, you know, there'll be a couple of slaps, and Mr. P will go, Firestarter. She, yes, it's Firestarter. How do you do it, Mr. P? No, I don't want to know how you do it. So, will you come in next time if we get to do another one? I'm thinking that if we get more than... Because now, listen to this. This will be Gervais-astic, because he's downloading on his podcast, a million copies a week or something. I was thinking if we get over 100 downloads, we could go for a second one.
I'll be a bit more realistic. 10?
I might not want to come all the way back over to here.
I can set the machine going, and we'll sort of download 100 in the
touch. Yes. I don't know what you just said.
Does that count?
I don't know. I don't know why, but you just sounded like you went, I'll set the machine one and it'll sound like 100 and nothing. I was going to get you to talk to our other guests, but that would mean you're waiting there. I'm sure you want to
go on.
Our musical guests who are supposed to be here.
Bear with me. Can I just say, right, your phone works on a silly system, right? Instead of putting normal people's names, you've got things like Dodgy Dave, right?
Yeah, Dodgy Dave. I want to talk about Dodgy Dave. Yeah, you know Dodgy Dave, Mr. P.
I do.
Our friend Dodgy Dave, who we helped out at a big favour, and who recently released a book and mentioned his favourite DJ in there, a DJ who'd worked on Millennium. Fusion on Virgin. There I was, and I turned the page and
someone else
sees the bloody geezer. And if that wasn't bad enough, I read another book with Frank Bruno's biography when I was the day I thought I was Joe DeTore or whatever his name is.
Yeah,
and I'm not in his book either.
It just shows what sort of an impact you have on people's lives. You're not in my book either.
I am on somebody's album cover though. As
you are indeed.
Hang on a second. Well, hey, could be.
Hello!
Eddie!
Hi!
Hello! Welcome to the Mark Fox Papcast!
Oh, thank you very much. I'm very happy to be here.
Well, no, you're not, because you're not here, are you?
Well, you know, help with the airwaves anyway.
Apparently, Edwina Hayes. What's your website, Edwina?
Oh, edwinahayes.com.
See? It's in the name. It would be, wouldn't it, if they put Percy Smith. Nobody had known it was Eddie. Eddie's gone, I don't know if I can say, your face has gone all Pete Burns, hasn't it?
It did, yeah. I had an allergic reaction. I get one about every 18 months, and one happened today. And
she rang me up
why.
This morning, and she said to me, I can't come this evening. She said, I've got puffed up lips.
Yeah, just on the one side, which is weird, top and bottom, but just on the one side of my face. So typical.
So she couldn't come, which is... So you were going to come with Mal, we've seen Mal before playing the guitar. And
he has, yeah, he's fab, but he doesn't live very far away, actually. He was going to come up on the bus.
Say hello to Paula, my other half.
Hello, Edwina.
Hi, Paula, hi.
Heard so much about you.
And you too, yeah.
I think it's because I asked for a free album.
Oh,
and she said, no, you know what they're like, these musicians. Nice. She said, she went, oh, yeah, no worries about that. No worries. And she put the phone down and went, like, going up there.
You can have as many albums.
$7.99 on eBay for this.
Oh.
And say hello to the man who's waited on the other phone line to say hello to
you. Hello, Edwina. How are you? It is indeed.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And Mark taking the mickey saying, I went out and paid full price for your album in HMV.
And it was
more money than sense. Not that you would
so
pay.
Much.
It was the last one on the shelf. I was so surprised to see it there. Well done.
Oh, thank you so much.
But Steve,
it wasn't the last one on the shelf. It was probably the only one in the shop.
No, they had a proper section in there with your name on it and everything.
Oh, my goodness.
It was the last one, yeah.
Oh, it's lovely to hear both of your voices, actually. Well, all of you.
Mine more than his, really. Probably.
It's been too long. Obviously.
As I used to say to him, you know, look in the TV Times, look in the TV Times. And then look in the other listings. What were they,
TV Times,
Mark Fox evening show, when I used to do my evening show, and then there was...
Reader's Digest,
Mick Fikes.
Yeah. And on CFAX, it was Arc Foe.
That is true.
Fantastic.
And now it's who? That bloke, what? I don't know what you're talking about. Right, well, so next time then, Mr. P, you'll be here and Eddie will be here.
Absolutely, yes.
I'm just thinking, you two cancelled at about the same time. Where did you say you were again, Eddie?
I'm in a garage in East Yorkshire.
Mr. P, where are you?
Hang on, I'm just going to shut the door on the garage.
Right, listen, before you go, you two, one of you have to nominate, one of you has to play with Paula, arse or elbow.
Arse or elbow? Yeah, easy, I don't mind.
She's easy, Eddie's easy.
I'll listen to Eddie play.
Eddie, all right, Mr. P's quite happy not to go to bed now, because Eddie's here.
Are you going
to
explain the rules of the game, then?
Well, loosely, there are no rules. It's something we thought of on the way here. But we used to play this on a small station in Nowhere Listener's Land. And basically, it just involves Paula asking you some questions which are all true and well-researched, and you have to give us the answer, arse or elbow. Arse as in not very good, elbow as in very good, you know. And you have to think of what we would think the answer was rather than what you would think it was. It's a bit like we're trying to be the Richard and Judy of the airwaves. You say, we pay.
Not actually questions, even simple.
Can I say again? It's not questions. You don't ask questions. It's...
So I'm holding up the first picture now, if you can describe it.
Okay, is it...
Without actually saying it.
Is it Abu Hanza buying a suit from Asda for 30 quid?
Right, Eric got it straight off the hook.
That's why he's not here. All right, then. So we've got to be the first... a podcast that's got a fatwa out against it. That's nice. Quite ironic, considering the size of Nick. But there you are. Right, so here we go, Eddie, for your first question, arse or elbow. And remember, don't worry, all your points are safe. You're in the bad.
There's no bananas in this game, then.
We have bananas here. I've got four bananas. For every question you get that I think's right, I'll put a banana on the table.
Okay.
And otherwise, I'll try from about 28 foot to throw a banana for no reason at all into the bin when you get something that's arsed.
They're mine!
They're Alan's banana, so this will be funny because the bin's not clean. Okay, Paula, first.
Now, arse is bad and elbow's obviously good.
Right.
Okay.
Right, first one, and diamond.
Arse!
Yes. Yeah.
And diamond is elbow because she makes fat people like Mark and me feel much better.
Right.
Next one then, Mr. P, you can answer this one then,
because
Edwina's shown herself up and disgraced her family and the Shaolin Temple there.
I was reading about it today, that's all.
Her gastric band? Her plea that she wasn't cheating, she just had surgery for a laugh.
Oh, no, but I don't mind that she did it. It's just that then there was an arm to another feature about two other people that had it, and they died. So I was thinking, oh, no,
well, I just
very
hope
good.
Technically, they did lose weight then.
I just hope it doesn't snap.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Mr. P?
Yes?
Antiperspirant deodorant.
Antiperspirant deodorant.
Arse or elbow?
Oh, elbow, definitely.
Mr. P, I'm afraid you're wrong.
Why?
It's arse because it replaces one strong pong with an even stronger one.
No, it's
not necessarily. See, mine is fragrance free.
Does yours? If you've got slight chaffing, Mr. P, does yours actually, encourage the chaff, or do you not feel the sting?
I don't feel a thing.
Really?
I bet yours is organic as well, isn't it?
I use ladies, and it's unperfumed. Who
fragrance free?
Yeah, I think we've got more of it. Yeah. Moving along to Arse or Elbow 3.
Right, tripe made from edible offal.
Oh, arse.
Oh, I'm afraid it's elbow, though.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it is.
Think about who you're talking
to. No, it's elbow, because it's made off of cow's stomachs.
Okay.
And the names of these, a cow's got four stomachs.
Yeah.
I know the names of three of them. You've got the rumen, the reticulum, and the omasum.
Wow.
And our dog absolutely loves it. He said it for the first time today.
If anybody knows the fourth one, that would be great.
It's
yeah.
Eric.
Yeah.
Eric.
Hang on, for no reason at all, I'll just chuck two bananas in the bin. Right, go on.
Right, next one is internet access. Arse or elbow?
Elbow.
Oh, Edwina, you've got it wrong again.
She's not doing very well. She'll stick to singing.
It's got to be arse, because it reduces the art of conversation in many, many households.
No, but it increases your
dexterity.
Yeah, you could call it that, love, yeah. If you sit on it for half an hour. No, anyway, go on.
Doggy poo-poo bags, arse or elbow?
Oh, arse.
Oh, you've got this one right.
It's got to be elbow.
Why elbow from you, Mr. P?
Because it encourages people to pick up after their dogs.
Ah, that is true, but also...
Have you seen what they want us to pick up, though, Mr. P?
I have. I would go for the Screaming Lord Sutch solution to it.
What is that? Don't get a dog?
No, he suggested that people put luminous or fluorescent dye in all dog food. And then when we saw how much of it was lying around, we'd all get rid of our dogs.
Right. So then what would we do with all our dog food?
Well, you wouldn't need it anymore.
So what would we do with it?
You wouldn't make it, would you?
Well, there'd still be an awful lot left, wouldn't there, really?
Well, what would go first?
I don't have any statistics at hand, Mr. P, but I do know there's a lot of dog food at my local Asda that isn't going to disappear overnight if you stick some blue dye up a dog's rectum.
No, you don't put it up there. You put it in the food.
Yes. All right, mate. Yeah. We'll stand behind you.
I actually thought that this one was an arse.
Me too.
Because people do pick up the poo-poo in the bag, but a lot of people then dump them on the pavement. And if you're walking along in the dark and you squelch onto one of these bags, it's as bad as standing in the poop.
Oh.
Yeah, it is. But it's not as bad as just dipping down and putting your finger in it and going, God. Do you know what? That's not blueberry pie, is it? That's not.
Are you ready for your next one, then?
Yeah.
Ken Livingstone, arse or elbow?
Oh, I don't really know.
I don't even have an answer to that.
I don't know much about him. Should I say arse?
Yeah, I think you will say arse.
Ken Livingstone once said to me about a frog, and this is true, apparently, if it isn't moving, a frog can't see it, and if it can't see it, it can't eat it.
Oh!
I was only standing at a bus stop. I said, "Look, Ken, do you mind? I'm just going home. Leave me alone."
I actually had him down as an elbow, but only by a margin, and only because he makes a great figure of ridicule. Don't you think, Mr. P?
As a great figure of ridicule. What are your thoughts, Mr. P?
For that reason.
All right, one more then, love.
This is personal to me. Glasses cord. You know the thing that you wear around your glasses to keep them on your head. Arse or elbow?
I don't really know, but I like them in their average, so I'll say elbow.
Mr. P?
I think they're okay for sunglasses.
For women who never know where they put their glasses ever, even if they're stapled to their face, they'd lose them.
My mum.
if they were actually a bit more trendy, I think everyone would actually start wearing them. If you were back into heavy frames.
Well, maybe people who didn't wasn't sure, they'd just wear the sort of like the cord.
Yeah.
See, I don't need the glasses, but I'm just wearing the cord.
This is actually an arse.
Oh.
Because I've got two lots of these cords, and I wear them on my glasses. I still take my glasses off and lose the things.
Oh, no.
But don't worry, because that's just the fact that Paula, no matter what, say Paula goes out, for example, she'll go out tomorrow somewhere. As soon as she shuts the door, she does the Columbo thing. 5 seconds, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The door opens, she goes, and another thing. And it's like, and she'll always say, no, I don't. No, I don't. She does. Eddie, Steve, we'll speak. Oh, Mr. P. What a giveaway. We'll speak again on the second one. Should we get that far? 100 downloads and you'll be here again.
Fantastic.
In person. And thanks for joining us. And good luck tomorrow with your puffy lips, Edwina.
Thank you so much.
EdwinaHayes.com is a website. Mr. P, I don't think, has a website, but you can always get in touch with him via mine, should you want to do that. I don't know why you would. And we'll speak to you both tomorrow, or I'll speak to you both tomorrow and whenever with the podcast. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Bye. I don't know what I just said. Wasn't that nice? This is Mark Fox. This is the first ever Papcast. Now, there was something I wanted to talk to Chester about, because he's got an idea for a game.
Hello.
Before that, it's just to tell you what made me... Because we were talking about this the other night, games. And what... It's a funny thing I saw on this site that I sometimes go to and steal ideas from, called b3ta.com, right? And Chester knows them as well, because he's done some stuff with them in his capacity as...
Being Chester. I am indeed Chester.
Oh, he is indeed a bugle.
Where does the bugle come into it?
The nose! Look at the nose!
I can... Right.
God, okay. Where did you find her?
In all truth and honesty, I was on my way to a leather factory for a lecture.
Absolutely
true. And that was it. I just couldn't kiss a goodbye at the bus stop, and things turned out this way. 13 years later, 13 years.
Well, he kind of came home and sat in cupboards for a few years.
I did and all. No one to know about that. I saw this. Now, this was from our friends at b3ta.com, a lovely site. Hopefully they'll give me a mention. I might get some hits through to my lovely site, mark-fox.co.uk. And this is football for... Because what they do stuff, they want to be... Because sometimes, you've accused me of this, Love, I'm a bit laddish.
Yes.
A bit laddish.
Very laddish.
So they do things that aren't laddish at all on this side. And one of the things they do, and while I'm doing that, maybe you try and log into my emails. I want to check my emails.
Well, I can't check your emails, I don't know your password. Do you want to tell everyone your password?
Hang on. Stop pretending that you're popular, will you?
Hang on. Well, I'll write my password down.
Oh, well, yeah, and then he won't know it.
Well, if I say my password is up your flaps 2-2...
Well, hang on.
Well, okay, let's just say that, and you can bleep it out with this sound effect, because Chester's has got sound effects that it, like this. Like this. He's got one that goes... There's one that goes... And then there's one that goes...
So you know I'm deliberately not going to put one in there just to make you look stupid, but hang on.
Football for girls, the offside rule. This is what you've got to say. Okay, can you explain the offside rule, Paula?
I've got no idea what it is.
Okay, here, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to show you. You're in a shoe shop, Paula. Second in the queue for the till.
Right.
Okay. Behind the shop assistant on the till is a pair of shoes which you've seen and which you must have. The female shopper in front of you has seen them also and is eyeing them with desire. Both of you have forgotten your purses. Okay? It would be totally rude for you to push in front of the first woman if you had no money to pay for the shoes. The shop assistant remains at the till waiting. Your friend's trying on another pair of shoes at the back of the shop and sees your dilemma. She prepares to throw her purse to you. If she does so, you can catch the purse and then walk around the other shopper and buy the shoes. At a pinch, she could throw the purse ahead of the other shopper, and whilst in flight, you could then run around the other shopper, catch the purse and purchase the said shoes. Always remembering that until the purse has actually been thrown, it would be plain wrong and rude to be forward of the other shopper. The offside rule. So, now you tell us. Do you want to?
Well, I wouldn't be throwing anything across any shop floor because I would be sued when I hit somebody in the face with it.
You certainly would, and you only wear Wellingtons anyway.
Exactly.
Are we in? Right, so I just quickly want to go through, because we said, you know, wanting to get... We knew that there was a lot of chances of getting hundreds and hundreds of emails. I've got 104 members in my community. Loads of people who swore 3 or 4 years ago when they last heard me on the radio that they would stick through thick and thin and that they would travel the ends of the earth, although some of them couldn't make the demonstration. It was quite drizzly that afternoon. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be laddish, but I'm repeating on that fish, chips, whatever that gunk was we had from that shop. Okay, so thanks to all the people, I can say, I've just opened my... It's quite heartwarming to know that I think I've probably got about three. All right, so what, I don't think we can count Make Poverty History, Act Now to Make a Difference in 2006.
I think you're going to have to count it.
Scotto, he's from NetFM, our friends in NetFM, and we'll talk to them on another podcast. If we get more than 100 downloads, we'll do another one. And this one, this is good, because now this is why I couldn't say anything, because you asked me something about a guy yesterday. Dear Mark and Paula, you asked me about, remember my old programme controller?
Oh, I remember. The guy was a little bit dodgy, but not dodgy.
He was a nice guy, a really good programme controller, but he did spend a lot of time staring out of windows thinking of cheese and ham pasties, and I don't know why. Great geezer called John Lucas, who's responsible, his son's responsible on our site for the liberating of the Mrs. Robinson song.
Mm.
And if the BBC want to know his full details to sue him for breach copyright or something, I'll pass them on. And he's I don't think he's actually read, he's read about the podcast, but he's sort of just got caught up in the mail system and hasn't been in touch with us for 4 years. And for some reason, he's just, dear Mark and Paula, and this is how he used to talk. Hope you're both well. Stumbled across your fantastic cheese and ham-tastic website. Listen to your clips whilst you were on Millennium. What great memories, slave. It's a great impression. I got to say, if you knew him, you'd be like, you'd done it. That's him, isn't it? Your local, John Lucas, my dog, Harry. He's got the biggest arse scrapes you've ever seen. I took him to the vet. I said, what can you do about this dog's arse scrapes? Anyway, 10 past 10. traffic and travel next. He couldn't work it out when the boss told him. I don't know. I'm not sure it's breakfast, John. I'm not sure it's breakfast. What are you on about? They love me around here. They call me the... call me the governor. Anyway, he says, please let me know if you're on air anywhere. Well, funny enough, John. they took me off when I started talking about your dog's pal. Let me know. He's not getting the iPod. It would be great to hear you back on air. Don't give up. This guy sacked me. No, he didn't actually. It was his carpet slippers. Kind regards, John Lucas, and we will be in touch. And he's not. Thank you, John, for that. But you don't win the iPod. And then, Mark, I'm confused. Where are you working? I'm not, mate. Thanks for your lots of time. Get back on the air and ease the boredom of monotone presenters, confused Paul. Okay, doesn't mention he wants an iPod shuffle there, no. So he doesn't want that. Okay, so, because it's not really a question, is it? I sort of ask people for questions. And then there's Myra. Myra keeps popping up in my Talk 21 box, and she tells me interesting things like, reminds me it's Christmas Day, Valentine's Day, or maybe my granny's birthday. I don't know how she knew that, but she's always there, is Myra. Mark, as one of the UK's few remaining personality DJs, this is from Chubby Steve, who does all my artwork, has it ever occurred to you that a lack of any real talent would be less of a hindrance if you were to adopt a fictitious doctorate? See, he does go on. It worked for Dr. Fox, although he was rather good on Pop Idol, wasn't he? And those bits were... where they killed him on Dirty Tricks were classic. Does anyone know what Dirty Tricks is? Do they got any idea?
Yeah. Do you know there's two funny guys, but weren't funny on Channel 4. They got Dr. Fox in a big saw and chopped him in half. It was worth it just to see Dr. Fox in half.
No, that's funny.
And, no, he's actually dead.
Anyway, back to Steve. He does say, I look forward to the iPod arriving. Now, technically, we do have an iPod to give away, don't we? The only person who's won this is my bloody graphic monkey. Now, do we ring him up and tell him he's won it?
I don't think he can win it, because in real competitions, sorry, proper competitions,
yeah,
anybody associated with the organisation or the club or
so
whatever...
So the very net... So, sorry.
Sorry, can I just say, as yes, producer, one word, Ram, ebay.co.uk.
Okay, so eBay, we'll let you know more details about what we're going to do with that iPod Shuffle. You could win that or buy it or something, but we can't give it to Steve. It would be wrong.
No, I don't think it's fair.
Where's that little bit? You said earlier on, you cut one bit out of the paper.
I know.
Go on, get it early.
I love it. But you said no. Mark Fox said no.
Computer said no.
It says, mutton. Prince Charles.
But it's not. Do that bit again.
Mutton.
Mutton.
Prince Charles has said that us Britons need... to eat more mutton to save our sheep farmers.
not the sheep, just the farmers. Yeah.
He's launching the Mutton Renaissance Club at the Ritz in central London.
I love Prince Charles, but I do think sometimes with ears like that, it's a waste of a man who should wear a pair of glasses.
Yeah, he's got no need for these glass cords, these glasses cords, has he? Anyway, I thought that people like Rula Lenska could join the Mutton Renaissance Club.
Because she's old and haggard? Do you find mutton annoying?
I love mutton.
I quite like mutton. It's just very fatty meat, so I'd say more of Pete Burns' lips on the mutton.
Is anyone going to do the Camilla looking like mutton gag, or is that mine?
Can Camilla
that
Parker Bowles looks like a horse's ass, doesn't she? Have you ever noticed Camilla Parker Bowles and a horse's ass? You never see them out
together.
No,
it's mutton, not a horse's ass. Anyway, you've said enough of that A word.
I know, but not necessarily all
no,
of
no,
them.
No, we had an agreement that there's only going to be five.
I don't think I've overstretched that.
You have.
Says Paul with the arse and elbow.
But it,
oh, that's a point. You,
no,
yeah.
No.
How many times did you use? We can count. We can listen back.
No, no, but
I bet you've said
I
more arses. I bet the arse count is more for you
it's
than me.
Not
now. Not now I've said
arse.
Oh,
you've ruined
again.
It now.
Much more elbow than...
The what?
The other word.
You can't have a competition
but
or a
look,
little thing that
look,
you can't say after
if
playing
I say,
it.
If
it's
I,
time now to play. That means
listen.
Richard and Judy, if they say it's not, it's time to play. You, we...
Listen, you say the word.
No, no, I'm not saying it again.
I'll say it. Arse. Does that sound laddish?
Well, it's... No, but it's not
coming from a woman, no.
Exactly.
Well, that's ridiculous. Nothing sounds laddish coming from a woman unless it's Sarah Cox. Everything sounds
She's
laddish.
Never come from a woman, has she?
Or if you want it to sound a bit slurry, you can get What's-Her-Face to do it, can't you? Leona. Get Leona to do it. She's a good voiceover artist.
Fashion.
Clink, clink.
Just quickly, I just wanted to mention, did you sleep well last night?
Yes. Oh, no, I didn't sleep well because you woke me up.
Can I just say, I'm glad you, because I don't, sometimes I, you know, Chesless comes round, we talk about his things going on in his life and stuff, we sit up, because I'm a night person.
Mm.
I was basically not going to bed early, 3 or 4 o'clock, I was woken this morning by, oh, I'll tell you that in a bit, yeah. That's nice. I thought it was a Chinese water torch. It was someone on the keyboard. All morning, you can be on the keyboard. Then my daughter gets on there. It's like... I think I've broken this. I thought somebody was building an extension. Anyway, so...
What are you talking about?
Fat fingers this morning on the computer.
No.
Oh, you? Not you.
Oh, that's horrible.
No, it was Chinese water torture.
You've got such a cheek because you...
You know, it's nice. It's true.
You sit up all night and what a noise you make.
Technically, that's not us. That's the stereo.
No, it's you too.
So anyway, basically, they're all sleeping. I can't do anything. Now, I've got a bit of a bad back at the moment, so I'm laying on the floor. Right? Okay? Next to me, Paula and Francis. Sweet 9-year-old Francis. And I'm on the floor... And Dave the dog. Lovely little Dave the dog. So there I am, and all of a sudden I hear this noise, which sounds like somebody's switching a tap on really fast and then turning it off. So, right, and I think, straight away I'm awake and I'm up. And the first thing I think is, oh, God, Dave shit himself. Right? I can't help it, right? Because he's only a kitten.
He's a kitten.
He's only a year old, and they're puppies till Yorkshire Terriers till they're two. They can't help it. You can't turn them off. But, and Paula, God bless her, she's got to get up early with Francis to send her to school, so, you know, so I do what every man in their right thinking, what every responsible parent, father, husband would do. And I wake Paula, right? I go, Paula, so she doesn't answer, she carries on. So I think, well, now Dave's vanished underneath the bed. And I think, has he papped himself? I don't know. I leave it. I can't go back to sleep again. And this time it's really like a waterfall. He goes, shh. I sit up. So I check Paula. Yes, that was Paula. And I started going into some reggae song for no reason. I said, Paula. She woke up, she sat up, she went, what is it? I went, Dave's dumped. So she says to me, leave it till the morning, right? Because she knows that if she wakes up, she won't go back to sleep. I don't honestly know why I've woken her up, because I'm thinking, really, I should just do it myself. So, but then, she says that, from under the bed comes this torrent. It's like, a tsunami of poo smell. Right?
It's true.
Yeah, it was horrible. So I said, I know what I'll do. I'll take him downstairs and put him in the garden. Which I took 20 minutes to do. Yeah. I heard this poor Paula upstairs going...
I had to crawl under the bed on my belly.
So then eventually we get to sleep. It's 5:30, we get to sleep, and then, oh, Thunder Typist comes in this morning, my oldest daughter, looking on the internet. Cue Thunder Typing. I got up. She said, "You're right, Dad." I went, "Yeah, I'm fine." I'm fine. Don't forget, you can we can try and get this as quick as we can onto the website, mark-fox.co.uk, and on the community, and on the MySpace thing, and on any other website.
There's no point saying that, because by the time it's going to be up there,
when they hear that,
when they hear it, so that what was, is the, that's superfluous.
Because I was going to say that I was going to go on to say that if we get more than 100 downloads, we'll do a second. You didn't really give me a chance to say that. You shot me down. I don't want to carry on now.
But you've said it already anyway.
Well, right, you know, but it works like you've...
Come on, stop fighting.
I don't want to pour oil onto an already inflamed situation here, but maybe we should just say that's it. Thank you to everybody here. Thank you to the Chestless Bugle. Thank you to Mr. P and Edwina, who didn't make it. Thank you to all of you who listened. And let's try and get, as many downloads as that other fella.
Mr. P's already heard this 100 times.
Oh, I love talking Pap.
I love talking Pap, and hopefully you love listening to Pap. Goodbye, and thank you. God bless you.